Jovencito, it's going to be lonely being different and yet strong in this world, James Francisco Bonilla's grandmother told him when he was 10. He'd come home after defending himself against a bully who had threatened him with violence, making it clear he didn't care that James was blind. But despite the isolation James felt in childhood, he would come to commit his life to leveraging his differences and strengths toward a collective fight for justice. His memoir is an inspiring account of how he found a path through his own suffering to make a difference for others. Born with congenital cataracts, James had limited vision in his right eye and none in his left. At age 9, after a classmate hurled a horseshoe at his face in a racially motivated assault, James's right eye was injured and he became legally blind. At home, too, he feared physical violence, experiencing the unpredictable outbursts of a single mother suffering from severe mental illness. Throughout his youth as a Puerto Rican New Yorker, James was continually failed by educational systems that exposed him to one abuse after another. Searching for relief and inspiration, he discovered an unexpected solace in the natural world, spiritual encounters with Mother Earth that led him toward both personal healing and advocacy. This is Joanne Turner. Please join me for James Francisco Bonilla's An Eye for an Eye, growing up with blindness, bigotry, and family mental illness.